This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Wednesday, May 24th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Democrat optimistic on work rules. USDA taking second look at Prevent Plant. And BLM conservation rule gets focus. Scott sounding confident on work rules. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy continues to publicly press the issue of work requirements during the debt limit talks. And no Democrat has been more outspoken in opposition to expanding SNAP work requirements than David Scott, the ranking member of the House Agriculture Committee. But yesterday, Scott sounded significantly less concerned about the issue. "I think we're going to work it out," he told AgriPulse. He didn't elaborate. USDA reviewing Prevent Plant coverage. The Department of Agriculture is seeking input on a number of issues related to prevented planting insurance coverage. The Risk Management Agency will be holding a series of in-person and virtual listening sessions this summer and also will be accepting written comments. Among the issues up for review is whether Prevent Plant payments should be calculated based on the higher of the projected price or harvest price. RMA also is reviewing the 1-in-4 rule, which limits Prevent Plant coverage to acreage that was planted to a crop, insured and harvested in at least one out of the previous 4 years. In addition, RMA wants to know whether it should reinstate a 10% buy-up option for Prevent Plant coverage and how Prevent Plant payments should be calculated for contract crops. NRCS Chief, TSP proposal would help. The Chief of the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service, Terry Cosby, says a bipartisan bill recently introduced in the Senate and House would help the department deliver conservation programs to farmers. The bill is aimed at increasing the number of technical service advisors certified by NRCS. Cosby was asked about the bill by Representative Jim Baird, an Indiana Republican, at a House Ag Subcommittee hearing yesterday on conservation programs. Baird chairs the subcommittee, while a co-sponsor of the bill, Abigail Spanberger, the Virginia Democrat, is the subcommittee's ranking member. Cosby said NRCS has already taken several steps to increase the number of TSPs available to farmers. For one thing, NRCS now has full-time staff dedicated to helping prospective TSPs get certified. TSP certification was traditionally a side duty for field staff, Cosby said. Why it matters? Well, a lack of technical assistance has long been a challenge for farmers wanting to use USDA conservation programs, and it could be an even bigger issue as USDA ramps up funding provided by the Inflation Reduction Act. So for more on the House Ag hearing, as well as a look at economic challenges facing the meat and poultry industry, read our weekly AgriPulse newsletter. We also look at the issue of permitting reform and why that could be critical to renewable energy projects. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. BLM lands proposal to be subject of House hearing. The House Natural Resources Committee will hear criticism today of a Bureau of Land Management proposal designed to increase the role of conservation in the agency's mission. The committee plans to discuss BLM's proposed rule from March that is intended to raise conservation up to be on par with other uses under the principles of multiple use and sustained yield, that according to the proposal, numerous stakeholders have expressed concern that the Biden administration will use this rulemaking to determine currently permitted activities on BLM lands, such as grazing, energy production, recreation, are incompatible with a conservation lease or areas identified as intact landscapes, a committee memo prepared for the hearing says. Now take note, witnesses invited by the Republican majority include county commissioners from Montana and Arizona and the director of the Nevada Department of Agriculture. The Democrats' sole witness is the New Mexico Commissioner of Public Lands. Black Sea grain activity resumes, but problems remain. The Joint Coordination Center of the inspectors who clear inbound and outbound ships through the Bosphorus Strait to haul Ukrainian grain is active again after a recent deal to resume trade. But one Ukrainian port is still inactive, that according to a United Nations spokesman. 9 inbound vessels have been cleared to enter the Black Sea over the past 6 days and are loading at 2 of the 3 active Ukrainian ports. The problem that has the UN concerned, the spokesman said, is that there is no activity at a third port, Pevdeni. Ukrainian Infrastructure Minister Oleksandr Kubrakov has directly blamed Moscow for blocking activity at the port of Pevdeni. We are concerned by this restriction, and we call again for the full resumption of operations, the UN spokesman said. UN works to stop food aid theft in Ethiopia. The UN World Food Program has come up with a plan to stop the theft of food aid in Ethiopia. U.S. Agency for International Development Administrator Samantha Power told lawmakers recently that former warring factions in Ethiopia colluded to steal food and food aid donated by USAID. The thefts took place after a truce was signed in November between Ethiopia's government and leaders of the breakaway northern region of Tigray. The UN is beefing up security around shipments, making more timely deliveries and better scrutinizing recipients, the agency says. WFP has zero tolerance for theft or diversion that prevents critical food from reaching the hungry families who need it to survive. Those found responsible must be held accountable, said WFP Executive Director Cindy McCain. Well, here's today's She Said It. They, farmers, are much more concerned about their ability to pass on family farms to the next generation and feeding America than they are about equity and climate change. That Representative Mary Miller, the Illinois Republican, to USDA officials at a House Agriculture Subcommittee hearing yesterday. Well, that's Daybreak for this Wednesday, May 24th. Brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.